Materials quoted from historians. In the 1884 Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, when presenting the history of the Reformation, Ellen White utilized quotations from d'Aubigny, Wiley, etc. In the enlargement of the presentation, she brought in considerably more of such materials. In these two books, she at times quoted, at times paraphrased, and at times depicted in her own words the events of history that formed the matrix or vehicle for presenting the larger picture, the behind-the-scenes controversy, that had been opened up to her in vision. She and those associated with her did not consider this use of available materials as a matter that called for specific recognition. Although quotations in the new enlarged edition were used without specific credits, they did stand in quotation marks. The enlarged edition, which came to be known as the 1888 edition, carried 26 full-page illustrations and at the close devoted 13 pages to general notes and 13 pages to biographical notes. These notes were prepared by several authors, including J.H. Wagoner, Uriah Smith, and M.C. Wilcox. Marion Davis assisted. The final work progressed slowly, even as late as March 11, 1889, the Signs of the Times was still advertising the older, upgraded 1884 book of 500 pages. The author's introduction for the new enlarged book was dated Healdsburg, California, May, 1888, and the copyright date was given as 1888, but not until September 2, 1889, did the Signs of the Times carry an advertisement for it. It was advertised as the revised and enlarged edition of the Great Controversy between Christ and Satan. At the time, the newly issued Bible Readings was being pressed as the denomination's leading colporteur book. The Great Controversy was allowed to wait, neglected, but eventually it became a leading book distributed to the general public.